from the friezes of the Parthenon and New York's Grand Central Station to headstones that mark our final resting place, there's something powerful and eternal about words and images carved in stone. At Benford Elementary School in Bloomington, sixth graders are taught basic stone carving skills in what is likely one of the few such classes for kids in the country. Artwork's Adam Schwartz has this report on a school counselor who gets kids to write their values in stone.
Everybody doggled up?
Yeah.
Using a hammer and chisel, Caroline Tan is carving the word hope into a slab of beige Indiana limestone.
Well, I think it kind of goes along with what's going on in our economy right now. Hope for not as many budgets to get cut and stuff like that.
Tan is one of seven students who are carving stones in Mr. Lankford's stone carving class. As Binford Elementary's social worker, Lankford spends his days helping students cope with problems such as bullying, poor academic performance, and parental abuse. But each day during sixth grade recess, he has a different way of working with kids.
Mr. Lankford, did I do that?
Yes, you did. That looks fine. That O is, O's are tricky. You want to do that edge now?
I'm going to do that.
And you did the right thing doing the edge of the O first.
Their first assignment is to carve what Lankford calls charged words.
Integrity. Responsibility, the kinds of things that we learned when I was young as being virtues that aren't even labeled virtues anymore. They're called life skills. And what I've learned over the years is somewhat you need a direction that when you're judging what you're doing, where you're going, what are the important words to you that identify true north for you, so to speak, when you're looking at your own compass.
Chafin Johnson is carving love surrounded by hearts.
The border, instead of just like a square around it, it's a heart, because I think of hearts whenever I hear the word love.
Colton Deckard is carving a sign for a company that he runs with his cousin that shows cows.
It's going to say Treadway Deckard Show Cattle, with two cows in the middle looking at each other.
For Colton to carve his intricate image of two cows, he's going to need one of Mr. Lankford's virtues, patience.
It's going to take a long time. I'm hoping to have it done by the middle of the summer, though.
Lankford began stone carving 16 years ago as a way of coping with job loss. After he was downsized, he couldn't find a new job and had lost his focus. A friend told him what Carl Jung did when he faced a crisis.
When Jung was on the outs and didn't know what he was going to do next, he chopped kindling and carved stone. Have you thought about that?
At first, Lankford taught the class in an unused boys' locker room. Now the class meets in a cluttered but spacious storage room behind the school's gym.
Jasmine, do you know where the little chisel is?
Jasmine Connolly is carving a stone for her Aunt Holly, spelled on the stone H-O-L-L-I-E. But this is her second attempt.
What did we learn about on this stone?
It's really hard to go deep on it.
What's another thing that he can't see that we learned that was very important?
Gotta concentrate when you do it.
Checking the spelling before you start carving.
Now you just turned over the stone. It says H-O-L-L-Y.
And then after we have been working on this for a while, what did we find out?
That I spelled the girl's name wrong, so I had to start over.
Oops. You being careful there?
Yeah.
I want you to trace over your line again before you go any farther, okay? Right, can you see that okay?
Yeah.
I have old eyes, so let's
see. I can see it perfect.
Okay, you're good then.
All done.
Class ends and the students put down their tools. On Jasmine's way out, she gives her opinion on the stones she's carved in class.
I love my rocks.
You see why I like this? How many times do you get to hear that?
Lankford admits that his students sometimes choose their virtue words based not on moral significance, but on how easy they are to carve, which explains why short words like hope and joy are popular. But even if carving virtues in stone doesn't always build character, it can't help but build muscle. Indiana limestone weighs 150 pounds per cubic foot, so just working with it makes you stronger. As Lankford jokes, years of hammering and chiseling have given him a strong handshake. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.